This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The Supreme Court is refusing to allow Texas to enforce restrictions that would force 10 abortion clinics to close. One provider, Whole Woman's Health, is celebrating the 5-4 vote especially hard. That's because one of its North Texas abortion clinics was about to see its last patient. If the Supreme Court didn't grant its emergency appeal, the Fort Worth branch of Whole Woman's Health would have stopped abortions almost immediately. CEO Amy Hagstrom-Miller says there was no way around it.
We would have had to suspend abortion care services in Fort Worth right away here just this coming Wednesday.
Another Whole Woman's Health clinic in McAllen would have remained open but significantly restricted, with only one doctor on staff allowed to perform abortions. Hagstrom-Miller says Monday's Supreme Court ruling changes everything.
Calling my team in McAllen and my team in Fort Worth just now was so rewarding to tell them that the clinics will stay open and that the jobs they love so much, serving women, will be there for them next week and beyond.
Texas House Bill 2 is the legislation that enforced new restrictions on abortion care in Texas. Before it passed in 2013, there were 41 clinics in the state. Because one of the bill's provisions required doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, the number of clinics dropped to 19. The next round of requirements would have forced all clinics to match surgical center standards. That regulates everything from sterilization equipment to the size of rooms and doorways. 10 more clinics would have closed Wednesday if not for the Supreme Court decision. Kelly Hart with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas says that's too much to keep up with.
Because of these court rulings, today this health center's open, tomorrow it's not open, oh, it's back open again, is it going to close again tomorrow? I don't know. I just think if you are having an unintended pregnancy and you're trying to find a place to have an abortion, this is just more stress on top of what could already be a stressful situation.
Governor Greg Abbott, who was Attorney General when House Bill 2 passed, says this legislation is an important part of ensuring high-quality health care standards for women and unborn children. He says he's confident the Supreme Court will uphold the law. The earliest the Supreme Court will decide on hearing this case is this coming October. Courtney Collins, KERA News.